and his claims and nobody's bothered. Tell them fools stay in their lane, they out of order. Don't make me grab one of these young lanes by the collar. Before you ever spend money on anybody's product, find out if they about integrity, you're about a dollar. Somebody gotta tell it like it is, so Mr. Moy came back to killing villains and filling the missing void. Sorry to disappoint those who didn't miss the voice. Continue ignoring me like normally there is a choice. Let the rest rejoice. Never test your boy, I keep liquid source in my reservoir. Metaphors, symbolies, double entendre. The ball stay consistent as the boredom or crime rate. Slaughtering beats when I record, report them deceased. I'm for critic skin, thicker than a nautical fleet. Got your girl on all fours, how about some hardcore? Like a horny nautical thorn in the porno release. Got a performer for me, while you wasting time in the studio. Pretending to be some kind of king in a Coogee role. I can dress beautiful ladies without the Luther show. Quicker than a 60s hippie can have a doobie roll. Ask me to do a show, you better have the show deposit. Or pull promoters to the exit with the dough revolving. Now you can say it's good promotion for me, yada yada. And this gon' put me in the ranks with the hottest artists. But before I am a rapper, I'm somebody's father. And you always get what you pay for, nada nada. Yada yada, yada yada. Still superstition.
Clowns scary, man. You show up, you run. Dice game, man. Yo. Yo. Detroit. Yeah. Okay, when I spark the heat, fools jump over walls like a parkour. I spit darker from a place where you couldn't see a hand in front of your face. I'm trying to tell your man's running in place. I'm moving, success is something to taste, and failure taste it ish. I tend to my nine like 850. Your outcome ain't pretty. I know I gotta go, but it's plenty to take with me. The cards ain't fair. No matter the hand, I'll always keep a bear. All that I have is those in the words I chose to share before it's lights out upstairs. Doing the art in heaven with our father. Until then, the on-point Arthur sword got sharp. For what? I vow to never hustle backwards. Don't ask me if I heard another rapper. Hustle them all. Detroit. Yo, set a date, my faction fractions. You'll get 1/4, 1/5 against your 7 7/8 size fitted. Guilty, I did it. My crew stronger than a 300. We doing man in 5 minutes, second to none. My side win it, I get it like I never had it. I'm a ghetto hazard. Whatever's hot, I'ma level past it. Concrete words in my epitablet. Stone speech, I roam streets where the strange stones speak. And whole heat, I got connects from NY to Long Beach. They'll react and put a patch on a slow leak. Detroit, my attitude's no gratitude. Back with your gorillas on banana food. Unload clips, scatter crews on the avenues. Snot MCs, up with my attributes. Brand new for 2012.
Make records of jewels. Make records.
Once time like for me and mine. I'm back like you need a line. You scratching beneath the lines, holding on your arm. You was two tracking, beat aside. Aside from the fast cars and what we each aspire. We out here like we don't need a rhyme. Looking like if money got us, then it could have us. And yeah, we pushing like if nothing got us, we get to grabbing. Crease marks in my hands, my threes mark in the stands. Sleep turned to a stranger, these was all in the plans. And we ain't never took a day off, the way off is scaling through the playoffs. Trying to get fat, but keep the weight off. If you caught that, then we be speaking exact. And so may y'all keep a double lock where you lay arms. Black leather armrest, react like I'm calm yet. Be on my code like I'm Tracy Emin's lost ex. I be on my new, but still play for the park bench. Reel us off the stoop and write like we ain't on yet. I tell them we be on.
Still smashing, still thrashing, still packing, still Billy, still fame, still mashing, still cracking, still action packed. Stanzas in the lines, in the twine, in the vine, in the mind, in the disc, in your ride. Overtime, overgrind, overshine. Oh, you sign, so you fine. Till they find new stem, torn sky, blow your mind. Noble was Reggie, told you wasn't ready. And you still can't see what I can see. Rest in peace, the heavy in the levy. Still broken, still flowing, still soaking up game, still loking. West coast and left coast and less focus, should less focus. Hoped it wasn't hopeless, but you overdosed on the dope. Told you we the dopest in the Moses and the qualies. Fabulous and hovis, still as wild as Christopher's literature. While he looking over us, noticed us, then you know what's up. Rest of y'all, read the notice up. Quote the quotables till the quote is up.
My literature is a little bit raw, was spitting before the industry laws, before the girls were prison zone, before Biggie had kicked in the door. I was the kid that admitted his flaws. I was the kid that was getting in drawers. Had a mission to get it, I paused. Now I envision the Lord looking at me funny, like, what do you think I sent you for? Struggled with the answer, but handled it with aggressive force. To end some wars, bend some broads, rep so hard, help the lost. Tell my folks to dead they boss. Take some kids, correct their cause. Hard to push a single unless you cutting your exes off. So I had to solve the equation. They say that less is more. And sex sells, so I fornicate with XL Magnums, wearing Timberland boots, walking on eggshells. Please meet the dangerous angel that had to let hell into a system to fight his sickness and get well. The type of music I write's conducive to life. You use it, it feels like it's Christ infusing, but really it's Mike intruding. The same Mike from the Thriller vid with the cat eyes. Rap guy that almost got drowned when he was baptized. It made every verse have three sides, two half lies. Real talk, truth from the heart, and a little chastising. All these other dashed high, can't rhyme, pastime dudes. Y'all crowning, they doubted me. I flew standby, now I'm taking off when I talk. With tour and sky, earthquake bars, that's a landslide. They call me the present, I bring gifts. My homies will pull that thing quick. Thin chicks love me in J's, slippers or wingtips. Thick girls love me, but some of them eat the wingtips. And if you that hungry, you probably won't get a ring. My name is popping on the blood blocks to C-sections like half of a bagel. They play my joints in Trinidad and Tobago. They don't be having no cable, and they be knowing me. My raps are like fables, I'm shy. Used to bang on the tables in lunch rooms, kill ciphers without checking the mic. No one, twos, three, four, five rappers would die. Then some dudes gave me pounds, but ironically said I can't touch you, stupid.
Which part of the guard do you really want a part of?
The beauty of my work is immeasurable. Make records and jewels.
Which part of the guard do you really want a part of?
Make records and jewels.
Rock Whip. Hey, we're having a debate in the old studio here. That last track, did it sound like he said making records with Jews? Or what did you say? Cause I can't say it. You're a female, so you could probably say it. But
it sounded like he said making records in Jews.
So what does that mean? If you happen to know what that meant, I think it's a Rock Marciano sample.
Yeah.
So for my Rock Marci fans, If you know what that was, hit me up. Chat room, itsourshow.net. Facebook.com/itsourshow. Or Twitter, our show, OURSHOW. And let us know, because I'm so confused. But instrumental in the background. Hey, real quick, speaking of the chat room, shouts to shout at Deaf Kids, and Deaf being spelled DEF. Shouts to Don P, Vets Akin. I think that's what he was it. Don P, parentheses, Vets of, and then nothing. So I don't know. Woo! Kidaki, word. Shouts to you. Shouts to Cap with CAP, not Cap Callis, but CAP. I'm so not, in the chat room. I really need somebody to be the chat master or something.
We need an intern.
Yes, because my intern doesn't show up, which is weird. All right, cool. Instrumental in the background, by the way. More Meticulous off that Christmas sampler. Shout out to Meticulous. Got a bunch of joints on there. I'm pretty much playing all the instrumentals from that on the show today, because it's kind of like the holiday show. Not really. So this one's called 90s Sleigh Bells.
Where can I get that project?
You can download it. I'm going to post it up on the old itsourshow.net.
Where?
You know what I mean? And
on the old
itsourshow.net. on the interwebs. So before this Meticulous joint, Shaw Stimuli. That's the track we were talking about making records with Jews. I don't know.
Making records with Jews.
I don't know. Featuring Sky Zoo and Torre, called Wrapping Paper. Before that, Apollo Brown and Guilty Simpson with Parkour. Brand new joint. It's a bonus track that's not on the album, Dice Game, that's out now on Mellow Music Group. Shouts to, speaking of Guilty Simpson, shouts to him. He just retweeted that we played the joint. So shouts to Guilty Simpson. Before that, you're digging the beats. That was a Marco Polo produced joint. That was Superstition with Yada Yada. Is that what the beat did smack you?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Exactly.
Before that was M.E.D. with Gangrene. Gangrene consisting of Alchemist and Oh No. That was called Run It, produced by Oh No. Before that was Dag Savage, which is Johas and Exile, featuring Fashan and Blue. That was called Growing Pains. And we started off with another duo, Czarism and Vice Major, with known as the Heart and Brain, produced by Czarism, called Thoughts and Blood. All right, so now we got this instrument in the background, but let me switch it up, because it's time, if I can find a darn thing here. Oh, wait, no, that's not it. Here we go.
It's time.
Time for In These Eternal Streets with Miss Eternity. E-Turn, with Miss E-Turn. She's going to hit me after the show.
It's all good.
With Miss E-Turn.
It's all good. It's been a long time.
Yeah, beat produced by Armic Mad Beats. So what's going on in these eternal streets there, Miss E-Turn?
So.
Whose shirts are out now?
What's poppin'? Yes, I have E-Turn shirts. They're 20.
They cost. And then, did you want to do the announcement now, or are you going to save it to the end?
I'm going to wait until after.
Of course.
Y'all need to sit through this really quick. Okay. So, I'm going to talk about this whole, Cassidy Meek Mill beef really quick.
We still talking about that?
Well, because Cassidy came out with a diss track to Meek Mill called Me, Myself, and iPhone. Speaking of several affiliates questioning his status in the game, in the third verse he addresses Meek Mill. He said, I'm going to say it in talk form.
As long as you say it in clean, edited radio.
I know, I'm going to try really hard. It's going to work.
Okay. Hey, there is no try.
He said he want a battle, beep, but when I took him up on his offer, he started to reconsider. That cat lame, on every song he rapped the same. That cat changed, he got a deal and don't act the same. That beep, wildin' because he sold a couple hundred thousand. But I sold triple what that beep sold my first album. He not selling because that beep can't stop yelling. He know he can't peep with that peep. Look up to you. That ain't nothing new. I raised, son. I was around when that clown couldn't even get his braids done. Why he dropped that I'm a boss peep? Because his boss say he a boss, and he just on his boss peep. So.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to hear that on our show.
The track also addresses Cassidy's condom style track, as well as the current state of his relationship with Swiss Beats. And if y'all want to hear that, I'll go ahead and post the YouTube link in the Our Show Facebook. Facebook.com/ It's Our Show. Meek Mill responded to the Cassidy diss.
Of course he did.
Listening to this diss, I'ma say, cause you lost your mind. You really gonna hold up. That delay, man. I'ma say, cause you lost your mind. You really gonna end up top mentally. I feel sorry for you. LOL, he wrote. When me and Cassidy.
Is that LOL for real?
Yes. When me and Cassidy was locked in the same jail, he was on PC, protective custody. I was on the drama block. Difference. He gonna battle Lil Snoop now. LOL. I'ma thank you. I'ma let him be great though. Stroke him condom style. LOL. Then Cassidy. You got booked for a body you ain't do and took a deal on your co-defendant. Left him for dead. Halfway telling. Now we calling your bluff. Somebody put it up. If he don't got it, I'm waiting, riding through my old hood in my new whip. He then entertained the idea of a battle. So I guess now he does want to do the battle.
Yeah.
Stating he would like to do it tomorrow for money. So
let's not promote it properly or try to get, you know, that. What do you want, like $1 million or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. Cause, yeah.
Like six figures.
We can just do that easy.
So
rappers.
That was actually like a few days ago, so I guess it didn't happen tomorrow. But
maybe that was where the Mayans were thinking was going to end the world. That rap
right,
battle.
That's exactly quite
possibly.
What it
was. Yeah, there you go. We have been saved.
So we'll see what happens with that. I'll keep you updated.
Awesome.
Because I'm hyping myself up to say that it's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hustle all these E-Turn shirts so that I can. Try to make it out to that battle.
So you confront the six figures? Is what you want to do?
Exactly.
There you go, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Nas was sued for $10 million over Angolan concert kidnapping. In December 2011, American concert promoter Patrick Aloko was kidnapped allegedly because Nas failed to show up for a New Year's Eve concert in Angola after getting paid.
Wow.
Aloko said he was held ransom by Angolan promoters because they wanted their money back.
Wow.
The promoter was released in February 2012.
Wow.
So, yeah, so he was there.
It's real in Africa. I don't care how gangster people think they are here. Like, you don't show up at a show and they kidnap people?
Right.
Wow.
TMZ reports that according to a new federal lawsuit, Aloko is following up on an earlier promise and is suing Nas for $10 million, claiming that he suffered psychologically, physically, and financially over the 50 days he was held captive.
Wow. Over a month. Damn.
See what people do for Nas, bro? That dude, man.
Yeah.
Nas.
Yeah. That dude that didn't show up and dude got kidnapped.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you still like Nas, though. Are you like, oh, Nas, yeah.
Nas spoke on the matter in March 2012, stating that he was being used as a scapegoat by the promoter and that the concert had significant planning issues. So,
but did he get, or did he or did not get paid?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
so,
okay. Because if he got paid, that's,
I will definitely keep you up.
Kind of messed up. I mean, if he got paid and he still ain't show up, that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's gone through the whole process yet. Mm. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, wow.
So, the whole, like, Friday film, I've mentioned that on the show before, the last Friday.
Mm.
Ice Cube revealed that a fourth sequel for the Friday film is in the works. In a recent interview with Two Dope Boys and the well-versed, Ice Cube gives an update on the film project. Although Cube said that the film dubbed Last Friday is definitely still in the works, fans can expect to hear his new album, Everything's Corrupt, before the film goes into production.
That is awesome how he fit that in there.
Yes.
That's
Cube also
said.
Discussed...
No, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Let's keep going. Ice Cube is using this anticipated
Cube
movie to produce
his also discussed his next
it's awesome.
Solo LP. Wait, is that where it was?
Yeah.
Saying that he's approaching it with a desire to have fun before everything else. Yeah, Last Friday is coming, he said. We're marinating on it, putting it together. Probably my next album, Everything's Corrupt, will be done quicker than the Friday movie. We just turned in the script, so it's going to take a couple more months to put it together. He added, my goal was this with this album is to have fun. Go in there, look forward to the next song being better than the song you just did. To me, there's no pressure at this point. It's all gravy and it's all fun.
Nice.
Word. I'll wait for that movie. And hopefully it'll won't be like 5 years.
Hey, it's the detox.
Yeah, but you know everyone's gonna go out and see it, no matter.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It don't matter when it comes out. We're all going to see it.
They can be like senior citizens.
Yeah. We'll still go see it.
Last Friday could be in the senior home. People will still go check it out.
Exactly. So, talk a little bit about Kendrick Lamar. He recently chopped it up with GQ magazine, discussing how his father never ended up getting his dominoes, and how he would want Rihanna to play Shireen in a potential Good Kid, Mad City short film. So if you've listened to the album, then you know what I'm talking about. His pops never got his dominoes. He also touched on some artists who he'd love to go toe-to-toe with lyrically, naming Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, Rakim, and Corrupt. He reflected on where he's at in his career, stating that he's on their toes for sure. He wouldn't be nervous to hit the studio with them. I'm on their toes for sure, he said. I remember when I was a young buck listening to them. I was 13 or 14, going back to the albums and how crazy they were. They just have a little more experience than me. I wouldn't get in the studio with them and be nervous. I'll put it to you that way. I wouldn't be nervous. Kendrick Lamar is Good Kid, Mad City certified gold.
Nice.
Yes, he's earned himself a gold plaque for his major label debut, Good Kid, Mad City. According to a press release, the album has been certified by gold for selling excess of 500,000 copies as of December 13th. The LP was originally released on October 22nd. And upon release, Good Kid, Mad City hit number 2 on the charts with an impressive 242,000 copies sold. It's also debuted at number 1 on the R&B hip-hop album charts. The album has already spawned the singles The Recipe, Swimming Pools.
Drank.
The next single.
Which is not a drinking song, by the way. I just want to let people know, because a lot of people...
It's a drinking song, but it's not in a positive way.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a drinking game song, I meant. It's not it's not a drinking game song. Stop it.
What's crazy about that though is like the vibe of it is like, I don't know. Like in the club, if they play it,
yeah,
it
gets people moving. Are drunk.
So it's kind of like a, what's that word?
Like a Trojan horse.
Contradiction of itself.
Not necessarily. I mean,
I don't know.
He's rhyming over a dope beat, and the beat happens to make you want to shake your behind in the club. But he's talking about something.
That's a long conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
The next single dropping is Poetic Justice featuring Drake.
Yay.
So, I'm going to end it off on... Oh, High Tech. He announced another project, solo project, High Technology, Ohio Player.
This is like 4, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job.
Hey, I support. I like good music.
In a recent interview with All Hip Hop, the Reflection Eternal producer announces that he has a new album in the works. High Tech revealed that he's currently working on his 4th solo album titled High Technology, Ohio Player. Although the project has no set date for the dropping of it, he explained that the LP is about 50% complete and will have its first single ready to drop in 2013.
Alright.
Word them up. So I just want to make a couple of other announcements before I make the big announcement that I was going to make.
Damn, okay. Your announcements are giving birth to little announcements.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome.
That's how I do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Women.
So I want to just say that Beautiful Chorus, which is the 12-woman chorus that I'm a part of, it balances me out from my crazy gangster hip-hop life.
Basically. The potty mouth rapper. Go ahead.
So we're still doing our Indiegogo project.
What does that mean, Indiegogo?
Indiegogo is kind of like Kickstarter.
Okay.
We're trying to raise money to go on tour.
Okay.
All on the West Coast. And we're going to be recording our album, Resonance Meditation, and we're going to be touring and holding Resonance Meditations all up through wherever we travel.
And that means?
Resonance Meditation is meditation with the accompaniment of singing, vocalization, harmonies, done by Beautiful Chorus. And we also let people join in. Visit us facebook.com/beautifulchorus if you're in the area and want to come to one, because we hold them every month. And I had mentioned the Indiegogo on our show previously. But it's indiegogo.com/resonance meditation if you want to help us out. Check out our music, we got it on there if you've never heard it. And if you want to help us out, we got gifts in there. We do bless y'all with gifts for any type of donations. So word up. Also, Hobson show is coming up on January 9th, and I'm opening for him at the Plaza Live in Orlando. And you can Google it to get tickets, or you can hit me up on my Twitter at Miss Eternal.
Yeah, see, we got to stop with this Google me thing. Just go to your Facebook page.
Why not? Google finds everything.
Well, yeah, but there's like 50 of them. There's all these different things. Just, you know, tell them directly where to go, like your Facebook page, to find out more information. Just
yeah, don't go I to did Google. At my Twitter. Huh? At Miss Eternal.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but you know, to your Facebook
okay,
page.
Okay, go
also,
to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Etern Music Fan.
Yeah.
Word. So my album is dropping on March 15th.
Right.
That is the big date that was thrown out. So, Dark Trust, March 15th. Anticipate. And also go on my Facebook page if you want any updates. Any type of music releases before then. Be dropping another single. I already dropped the beat hit. And possibly a video soon. So, for any updates, yeah, just go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Etern Music Fan. Etern Music Fan. All right, I'm about to get out these streets because it's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, because I mean, like, when people say, like, you know, Google me, it's
but
almost.
You can totally Google
me. No, but the thing is, it's almost like you're trying to, you have a restaurant and you want people to come out and you're just like, just go outside.
That is not
it
the
is
same.
It is exactly
no,
the same thing.
Not.
Yeah, it is. It
no,
is exactly the same thing.
I get right. I get that analogy, but that's not the same.
It is the exact
no,
same
not.
Thing.
All right. If I Google it right now, I can pull it up right there.
Yeah, but along with other things,
I
too.
See it online.
You gotta go all this other stuff. Whatever. I would rather people know where they're going. Because
yeah,
there's a chance
the
where you may not get
in
there.
Orlando, for the Hobson
you didn't say
on
that. You didn't,
see, yes,
you
didn't, I did.
You didn't
I sure did.
Live.
See, you weren't
whatever.
Listening.
Well, I wasn't. I'm not going to lie.
You
all right.
Listening.
Yeah, I wasn't. Okay, cool. So from what I got from In These Eternal Streets from Miss Eternity, her album's dropping March 15th. See, I was listening. See, I'm going to do a review. March 15th. Kendrick Lamar gave rappers, took away the reasoning, the excuse, or why people can't do well if they make dope music. He went gold. His project went gold. People complained, oh, nobody's buying. He went gold. The album's dope, and it's a rap album. So stop complaining. Oh, do that for me. And then also, something about Meek Mill and Cassidy, something. And, yeah, I really wasn't listening. But gonna play some joints. We're going to kind of try and get into the old holiday spirit. The thing is, I'm from Miami, and all these holiday movies all take place where there's like snow and people are sledding and, you know, snow things, snow related things. I'm from Miami. I've never seen snow. So hopefully these joints will kind of, you know, if you're in my situation, we'll get you into the mood also. All right. So we'll start off some homegrown ozone, Orlando hip hop. Oh, wait, what's up?
Shouts to Jose.
Shouts to Jose.
He's tuned in.
Tuned in.
He wants to hear Souls of Mischief. That's when you lost. But
okay, yeah.
I told him.
So not clean. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
I can think of like four curse words in there right now.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's when you lost. Messing with casual. That's when. Okay. So, but he didn't say messing though. So, yeah. All right. So I'm gonna play some holiday theme joints. Speaking of holiday theme joints, I'll be covering for the good sir Clark Sprinkle tomorrow night, right here in WPRK 91.5 FM, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I'm going to be playing a mix that the homie DJ BMF did for us a while ago. It's a holiday mix. Regardless of your affiliation, like he has Kwanzaa joints in there, he has Christmas joints in there, he has, I think, Boxing Day joints in there. So it covers the whole gamut. So if you so feel free to check me out tomorrow, covering for the homie Clark Sprinkle in the Sprinkle set tomorrow right here, WPRK 91.5 FAM. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. All right, okay, cool. So I'm going to get into these holiday-themed joints. I say themed in air quotes because there's mention of Christmas somewhere in them. Now, if it's pro or against, you know, set up your own thing. So I got his joint from Ruslan. He's a new dude I've never heard of before, but he sent it to me. That was pretty dope. P, of course, Sean P had to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite group of all time in there that people may not know it was a Christmas song. So I have the original version.